When you're trying to stop a 2-ton piece of metal at, highway speeds, you really don't want to be bargain hunting.
Right, absolutely not. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, but what if you could get like absolute breaking certainty for as little as 87 bucks a kit?
I mean, $87 is just insanely cheap for brakes.
It is, and that's exactly what we're decoding today. Are Callahan brakes this ultimate wallet life hack, or just a fast track to a violently shaking steering wheel?
It's a huge debate.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at a US-based company selling parts manufactured in China for a fraction of OEM prices.
Yeah, and to understand how they can possibly sell a full brake kit for 87 bucks, we really have to look at what you're actually buying here.
Right, because the name printed on the cardboard box isn't the whole story, is it?
Not at all. It rarely is with these budget auto parts.
So here's where it gets really interesting. Think about generic grocery store cereal.
Oh, like the kind in the big plastic bag.
Exactly, the bag stuff that's secretly made in the exact same factory as the expensive name brand cereal. One owner investigating these brakes made a pretty stunning discovery.
Yeah, they actually proved their cheap Callahan rotors share the exact same SKU, the same UPC code, and origin stamps as PowerStop.
Wait, really? Like PowerStop, the pricier, established mid-tier brand?
The very same. What's fascinating here is that you aren't getting a unique, bottom-of-the-barrel product.
Right. You're literally getting the exact same rotor hardware as that respected mid-tier brand.
Exactly. The cost savings actually come entirely from the bundling. Callahan takes that same rotor, but they just package it with a significantly cheaper brake pad.
Okay, but hold on. If the hardware is literally the same as the mid-tier brand, then why are people reporting these massive steering wheel vibrations?
Well, it can't just be a fundamental manufacturing failure,
Yeah,
right?
that's what I'm wondering. Is there like user error at play here?
It's actually a massive factor. Budget parts just lack the strict unit-by-unit consistency of premium parts. It's highly batch-dependent.
So it's sort of like quality roulette.
Basically, yeah. If the manufacturing tolerance is slightly off, you get rotor runout.
Which means the disc just isn't perfectly flat right out of the box.
Exactly. And because of that looser tolerance, these rotors have absolutely zero margin for error during installation.
So what does this all mean? Like a slightly warped rotor just gets instantly destroyed by a bad DIY install in someone's driveway.
Precisely. This raises a really important question about how we treat these budget components. Small mistakes ruin them instantly. Take the pad bedding process, for example.
Oh, right, doing that series of moderate stops to transfer a thin layer of pad material evenly onto the rotor.
Right, and if you skip that and just slam on the brakes fresh out of the box, you leave a thick, uneven clump of pad material on one spot.
Oof. And every time that clump passes through the brake caliper, it acts like a little speed bump.
Yeah, and that physical speed bump is exactly what violently shakes your steering wheel.
Wow. And the same thing happens if you, say, use an impact gun to unevenly torque your lug nuts,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. You'll literally bend the rotor against the hub doing that.
Jeez. So if a standard solid budget rotor requires that much care just to bed the pads correctly, what happens when people start buying the budget trilled rotors?
Oh, don't even get me started on those.
I mean, I see those everywhere on daily drivers because, they look like cool race car parts.
They do, but I'd strongly caution against them. Premium drilled rotors are cast in a mold with the holes already built in.
Which retains their structural integrity, right?
Right. Budget drilled rotors, however, are often just drilled straight through a plain solid cast blank.
Wait, so drilling into that solid blank just severs the internal grain of the metal.
Exactly. It creates severe structural stress points around every single hole. And under high heat, that's exactly where the metal cracks.
Got it. So it's like taking a standard wooden plank and randomly drilling holes in it to make it look like some fancy engineered lattice.
That's a great way to put it.
You haven't made it lighter and faster, you've just turned it into fragile Swiss cheese.
Pretty much. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you're just completely compromising safety for aesthetics. For a normal daily commute, plain solid rotors are always the safer, cheaper choice.
So the final verdict here is that Callahan parts are safe and absolutely worth it for commuting, but with some strict rules.
Very strict rules.
Yeah.
You must inspect them at unboxing. Literally, run your fingers over the edges, looking for gouges, burrs, or missing metal on the inner lip.
And you have to install them meticulously.
Meticulously. And if you're towing heavy loads or doing track days, just skip them entirely and go premium.
Right, so it's not a scam, but it's not magic either. You have to be an active, careful consumer.
Absolutely.
Which really brings us back to that cereal analogy. I mean, think about it.
It does make you wonder.
It really does. If a dirt-cheap budget rotor and a highly praised mid-tier rotor share the exact same UPC code right down to the origin stamp, it begs a bigger question.
Oh, for sure.
How many other premium products in your garage or just in your life are really just budget items hiding inside a very expensive box?